This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Ooh, babu. Ooh, babu, 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 babu.
I'm a femme queen, mother of the house on no shine.
Boo, 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 boo.
That's
it's
right.
Drag her.
Ba, 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 ay, ay, ay. That's right. We're giving you some jazz, some Frank Sinatra realness. We're losing our minds. My mind is gone. And who needs it?
I mean, it's been very hard to fucking do anything but like sit home and watch TV. Although I will say, for whatever reason, this last Friday was too much Drag Race for me. I felt overwhelmed. I think it was because like Celebrity Drag Race was a good episode.
Yes.
And then the regular episode was a fun one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Untucked, which I couldn't. Like I watched all of Untucked. But really, also, I mean, the episode was just mostly adorable. That was really, it was just Daisy Ridley is adorable and everyone's kind.
And she's not from Rogue One.
No, she's from the seven, episode 7, 8, and 9.
It's incredible to me that they hired the same woman twice and she seems to have two different names. It's nuts. It was like when I saw that Keira Knightley was in Star Wars and it wasn't just Natalie Portman being CGI'd onto somebody
identical.
Else blew my mind.
They look identical.
Blew my mind. I was like,
wow.
How do both of you have a career? It should not be allowed.
But you know how Hollywood loves the tiniest woman
nice
in the world.
Little brunette. Yeah.
Yes.
My God.
She's complicated. Just like this drag podcast, which is the one and only drag podcast.
It is the one and only. I am Nicole Byer.
I'm Manu Gipion.
Yes. And we are covering the makeover episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Start your engines.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Or person who identifies of any gender identity.
Sure.
Yes. What a gag. What a great episode overall.
It was very fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh. just filled with happiness. I also just want to, I need to talk really quickly. Last week was such a joy with Rachel Bloom. Thank you for listening.
Yes, and, really, thank you.
And thank you, one thing that was we said, but I don't know if we said enough, was, I don't know, we just need to say, fuck, I think it was just so cute the way they explained away the problems of that very Islamophobic moment. And I think what I wanted to say, one more thing, is it's so unfair that people of like more common religions don't have to explain their religion to people.
Yes.
Like if that was said of someone who's Christian, it would be absolutely unbelievably shocking.
Yeah, you like the people would be up in arms. They'd be like, how dare you question my Christianity, blah, blah, blah. But like, you know, because it's, you know, Muslim faith, it's a hijab, she's questioned. It's,
yeah,
it sucks.
It's not fair. And there's just as many unfair people in every and any religion.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is all I have to say about that. and also, I don't know if we talked enough about the past election challenges. I don't know if we need to a lot, but I did just want to say Ralph Lauren everything, because we didn't get to talk enough about Dita Ritz in the season 4 election challenge, where she just kept saying Ralph Lauren everything in the White House.
I do not remember that. Maybe I got to go back and watch that season. That's season 4.
It's season 4. It's season 4. It's also the one where Fifi O'Hara talks about her running mates being the help. And it's very problematic.
Sure.
This one had some also problematic moments that, like, what is it about politics that make people be like, I'm going to play a racist? I guess that's what is in politics.
I think it's trying to satirize something that's already happening, and it is, you know, usually a little problematic and racist.
Yes, it's just so hard to make fun of racism. It's so hard.
It is. It sure is.
Okay, I've said what I need to about last week. What about this week?
This week is fun. We got some super fans up in the house.
That's right. Jackie survived last week's lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
We said goodbye to the widow Von Husband.
Yes, Husband Von Du had to go home.
And, you know, Crystal says she's been in the top a lot. And yeah. And my God, they just keep her hanging in the top.
They truly do. It's kind of incredible. I'm trying to think of who it's like. Who's always in the top and never won anything?
Oh God, that's a good question. Oh God, who else has been in the top this much and not won? I don't. My brain is escaping me.
Me too. I truly can't think of anybody. Oh, maybe Alaska? Was Alaska like in the top before she started winning?
Alaska was in the top for a long time before she won a challenge on season 5. I guess you could even argue Thorgy Thor had a little bit of that story where like she kept doing good and then like it just Bob kept winning instead. and I guess maybe Jujubee a little bit in season 2 where they were like, you're great, but you're not. We love you. Why can't you win this thing?
Yes. But yeah, poor Crystal. Also, I love that Crystal's wearing the same shirt that she wore down the runway last episode.
That
was like, you know, she's a thrifty queen. I love it.
I love it. I love it. I think that's so great. And it's so fucking cool to be like, I wore it on the runway now. Now it's, you know, whatever. Game over. I don't need to save it for anyone. But I also love that everyone has such queer wardrobes that it's just like, yeah, I can wear it.
I can wear this on the runway. Why not?
Oh, my God. That thing you sent me but was so funny, where it was like some queer man was like, I kissed the twink of my dreams. Then I found out they were a lesbian and they thought I was a lesbian.
It was honestly so beautiful. And then I think the caption was like accidentally heterosexual, and it made me laugh so hard. But also like, I love it. I love that we're playing with gender so much and people can look the way they want to look, and you can just make that mistake because you had a connection.
Yes. And I love that this week we had 2 episodes where they were just like, women in drag were fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think this, obviously the show needs more of that, or just more gender identities using drag, because how mm-hmm. fun were both of these episodes?
They were very, very fun. And it is so interesting that playing up your femininity, or like playing with inside your gender, however you, you know, identify, can just, you know, bring up so many things.
Yeah.
You know, like when I put on my version of drag, which is like some sort of big opulent wig, big old lashes, like I contour my face into a different person, and then I put on a fun little outfit like that. That is like how I'm happiest presenting.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about this, and this is a very timely and stupid description, but drag is kind of like your Animal Crossing house. And what I mean by that is, if you could design a house and you didn't have to think about what a house is supposed to look like, mm-hmm. that's what drag is. So it's like, you're dressing your body. Because like when I dress my body and I'm going on public, I a lot of times think like, oh, I should wear a button up and that's presentable. Mm-hmm. And I should wear like a nice navy pant because that's presentable. Mm-hmm. But drag is just like, no, put a shell on your hair. And hey. Like, hey, put some fucking roaches on your ears, because that's funny. Like, it's just like, and just like your fucking crazy Animal Crossing house, which you've seen mine, there's dicks everywhere.
I love it.
But you're not supposed to put dicks on your house in real life, and that's what drag is.
Yeah, you can do anything you want, and I think that's fun. I love drag so much.
Me too.
It's just fun.
You get drag. You put dicks on your ears. I've seen your beautiful dick earrings.
Yep.
Are they there?
Oh, yeah. She stays in my ear. And now she's in my ear because if you can see it, you're too fucking close. Get the fuck away from me. I don't want to be sick.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, well, good. Well, you look stunning and lively.
Thank you.
Thanks. Heidi has a lot of really fun talking head moments in this episode.
Heidi just makes me laugh so hard. I think she is a star. I think mm-hmm. she just has to get it together a little bit, because we'll talk about the runway, but like, oh yes. My goodness, girl.
Irma Gerd. So, yes. Okay. So the way this episode starts out, super fans are surprised. Bethany, Nicole, Janet the Planet, Shay, Tiffany, mm-hmm. and Grace, they come in the workroom. Oh my God, what a dream to be surprise right? made over on the show.
But, like, I'm like, what were they told beforehand?
I think they were like, you're going to be in the audience for one of these Drag Race things. Like, you know?
Yes. So they knew they were, like, at Drag Race, but, like, didn't right. realize they got to, like, be in the workroom and work with the queens.
Maybe they thought they were going to be, you know, there for, like, the RuPaul's roast of Ross Matthews.
I mean, I would love it. There's been a Ross Matthews roast.
There hasn't, but you know that's coming.
And there hasn't been a Carson one either.
No.
Oof.
No, that would be fun.
I think
fun.
That would be very fun.
Oh my, yeah, that would be hilarious. I mean, to get to meet Ross Matthews and tell him he's an amazing comedian, and to congratulate him on his career, as well as escaping from the North Pole from the tyranny of Santa Claus.
I love it.
Would be such an honor.
It would be very, very funny. I would thoroughly enjoy that. Right? If anyone who works in the show is listening, season 13, let's do it.
I'm excited. And do we know, I mean, okay, first also, did you see that Digital Drag Con is like a thing? And now it's like kind of, it's just like a YouTube video online.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like a YouTube video online. It's cute, but it's basically just like a big, long sort of edited together shot of a bunch of queens either saying hello or doing a little music number.
Oh, interesting.
It's wild. It's
wild. I mean, I'm glad they did something. I do think they would have benefited from talking to, I think I've mentioned Bitch Pudding, but Bitch Pudding was like the day quarantine started, the next day had digital drag shows going.
Yeah.
I find it curious that they didn't do it that way. Like,
I know.
Yeah, like if you're going to do DragCon, like make it a virtual interact. But you know, whatever. They might not have had the manpower to figure it out.
You know what I think? I think this was a test. I think they are testing what they can do for the digital finale that's coming.
Oh.
So I think they were like,
right.
They were like, let's slap it together. Let's see what works, what doesn't work, because there's definitely a digital finale coming soon.
Yeah. I mean, we can't do stuff. We can't be out in the world yet.
No.
Although some states are opening up. I was told today that I think it's Missouri. You're allowed to go to concerts again on Monday.
Oh, God.
And I was like, God. Doesn't seem smart or safe.
No, what I mean, that's fine. A Grateful Dead concert just becomes the stupid dead.
The actual dead.
The actual dead. Woo! You know, that's their choice. That's their stupid choice, and we can't stop them. I mean, what? Oh my God, this world's too crazy.
I don't know. I feel insane every goddamn day.
What's a bigger pandemic, stupidity or COVID? So... Jada pairs the queens up, and, you know, unlike maybe past seasons, like season 10, there's like a big edit of, ooh, you're trying to fuck people over. Mm-hmm. Even as far back as season 2, remember when they made over those old people in season 2, which is one of my favorite episodes?
And I can't remember who got the lovely gentleman who was like, I killed Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah. That was in season 5, Jinx got the guy.
Oh, that was season 5.
Yes. Well, because they've made over older gentlemen more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the guy who killed Judy Garland, and RuPaul said, I think she had some help doing it on her own.
Honestly, it made me laugh so hard, because I think Ru was like, how? And he said... Well, I told her about this hot new sleeping pill, and and then she died of an overdose of sleeping pills. And it was like, okay. Oh, but I remember what you're talking about now, where Raven got that older gentleman that she had to pick up and carry.
Yes, that was so cute. She ain't heavy. She's your mama. And then that pervert, Pandora had a pervert. Oh, what a joy. Okay, so do you think that she did a good job pairing them up? Did you?
I did. I thought she did a really nice job of pairing them up. And I think the queens themselves did a really nice job overall. Like the bottom two was the correct bottom two. It was pretty clear. I think they did a really nice job.
Yeah. And like... It's interesting, like, how, you know, they're all navigating, getting to know their Kwans.
Mm-hmm,
Jada, there's this, like, storyline that keeps coming up of, like, Jada's daughter doesn't like to walk in heels.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is funny because, you know, Jada is she's a fashion pageanty queen who is in a heel. She's in some sort of heel all the time, darling.
Yes, she is, honey. And that's what I was starting to think, like, do they always reward, like, the harshest pageant mother in these challenges, or not always?
I don't know.
You know, like, I think Trinity won one of these challenges by being like,
yes.
Shut the fuck up and do what I say.
Yes, and she was like, you gonna get tucked. You gonna tuck.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just watched that episode, I think, 2 nights ago.
Oh, that's a good one. Because isn't that where, like, that guy's getting his tuck and, like, he genuinely yells at the camera?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a treat.
Yeah,
what a
these treat. Women I thought were really cute, really fun, really sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked them all. They were really kind. There wasn't, like, there wasn't, like, a rotten one in the bunch.
Mm-hmm. No, they're so sweet. And I think they did such a lovely job, like... First of all, everyone turned these lovely queens out, and then they did a great job involving them and not, like, involving them in the drama of bottoms and tops and stuff.
Yes, yes. I thought that was very nice, because in past seasons, whoever was made over would be backstage, and they would be so, like, you know? And then I felt like this was done just a little bit better.
I think because, like, they were fans, they were even more sensitive to, like, let's not give our biggest fans PTSD. That'd be rude.
That would be very rude.
Very rude. Jackie says she's been in the top a bunch, and now this is her time to win. She says she's been in the top 4 times. Holy shit. Wow.
Wait, has she?
That's what she said. I mean, I guess if you look at all the challenges... She's been close to winning a lot. I don't know.
Hold on. I got to look this up.
You look it up. And as you look it up, I'll just kind of vamp by talking about the cute Nicole working with Heidi.
Yes. Adorable. So,
adorable. And I like that, you know, she gets to have a really beautiful moment just like talking about, you know, like why drag appeals to her and people suck. And she says drag is joy. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And but oh, this was a good, interesting thing. That bad dress she was wearing was in the background immediately, I noticed.
It was. And because I'm watching it, it's on mute right now. Yeah, it was. So I think what happened was because they're told the challenges beforehand. So I think they were told maybe sizes that girls could be and to prepare for that. So I think that's what. Maybe Jada gave girls to girls based on what they had. Which I think is a very nice, kind way to do it. You know how, like, on Wikipedia they have tops, lows,
like a top, bottom.
We can just move on.
I mean, whatever. She's this season, I think more than any other has. I don't know. I can remember. Like we already said, of just like girls near the top, near the top, near the top, not winning. Mm-hmm. There's never been so many. My God.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a very strong season.
Yeah, it's been really strong. And I do have theories on, which we'll get to, the winning felt a little silly to me, but whatever. Rue comes around the workroom to poke at people.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jada's daughter says, drag con, they inserted a little drag con commercial in there. Like, I love drag con, but they made sure to get that footage of her being like, I love drag con and I bring my kids there.
I mean, I also really love DragCon. It's so much fun.
Me too. Me too. I'm sad I can't go buy wigs there.
Oh, yeah. You got a fabulous wig last time.
I really did. And I got a deal because I like waited till the last minute where they were just like, I don't want to carefully wrap this wig up.
Oh, yeah. Because I got there super. I got off an airplane and went directly to DragCon.
Yes, that's right.
So I had very limited time there.
Oh, but you did have a really gaggy moment with Rue.
Man, it was so wonderful.
Where can I hear that episode?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to come out.
Oh, my God. Well, you were wonderful and hilarious, and I'll never forget that.
Mano, thank you.
You're welcome. And then we talked to Janet the Planet, who's Janet the Planet legally. What the hell?
Which is so funny.
That's wild. Would you ever legally change? I mean, your name is perfect, but would you ever just change your name to anything for the hell of it?
Well, in high school, I decided my stage name was going to be Nicole Vincent, which is maybe the most basic name one could ever think of. And I'm very glad I didn't do that.
I mean, your name is just so perfect. I like.
Thank you.
It's really cute. Nicole Vincent. Nicole Vincent is sort of a soap opera enemy, so I'm glad you're not that. But I thought you were dead.
It's me, Nicole Vincent. Oh, I'm not dead. I was just resting.
I was resting in the cookie fire. What a gag. So Gigi says she's worried about Sherry, which yes. I was like, okay. I don't know why we didn't edit this out, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, what they've picked and chosen? No. What they've chosen and not chosen to air in regards to Sherry is really, it's so inconsistent. It's very confusing to me.
I mean, well, yeah, they're definitely confusing us. Is that the goal? Just to continue to confuse us as to what's going to happen?
But it's like, well, we all kind of fucking know. You said she's disqualified. That means she makes it far enough.
I see. And I thought it meant just no matter what, she's not going to get there. But now more and more, it feels like she's. Yeah. But what's going to be interesting is to see when next week. I guess because the top five is basically null and void. It's like the top five is. Whoever's fifth is fourth place now, right?
Yeah.
Because I bet Sherry makes it to top four. So whoever we say good, do you think we'll go down to top three or they'll just be like, yay, what a gag. The fifth place gets to be in the top four now.
I think fifth place gets to be top four just because, like, I mean, if they're going to keep the whole top four sitch, that's how you're going to do it. But I do miss the old top three.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you miss when they used to do their weird little songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. That was fun. That was a good time. And then Rue is talking to a bunch of wasps in the workroom. Mm-hmm. But Janet is standing next to the wasps, which I was very scared of. I was worried for her
health.
It's
like, get away, girl. The wasps are going to get you. Also, have you heard about this new killer hornet that's come to America?
Oh, my God. I saw that headline and I literally went, no. We have too much on our plate. No.
And their experts are saying, if you see one, just run away. That is literally like what experts are saying about this new killer hornet or whatever. And did you know we had an earthquake last night?
No, I didn't know that.
John Milheiser, my roommate John Milheiser, said that we had a 3-point-something earthquake last night at 3 a.m. And I said, you know what? I'm done. I don't need this. I'm done.
I can't do this. Well, what I'm scared of has changed. I'm not scared of a fucking earthquake now. I don't give a shit.
No, we got fucking Shake killer hornets. Fucking the earth is moving. If someone breathes on you, you get sick.
Same rules as Animal Crossing. If wasps follow you, just quickly run indoors and then they get confused. Have you done that yet? Have you got stung by wasps? Okay.
Time is moving so slowly on my island, and it's frustrating.
I mean, it's a weird game. It's like,
I also cannot figure out how to fish.
What do you mean?
I can't catch a fish.
I'll tell you what you do. You put it in the water, and then, though, you have to wait till it really plunks down to pull it back up.
It never plunks down. It always swims away from my little hook.
Really?
Yes, I can't catch a fish. And then Mr. What's his name? Tom keeps being like, try to fish. And I'm like, Tom, I am trying to fish, okay? Also, can I please sell you some clumps of dirt so I can have money for things, so I can have bells?
Oh my God, Nicole, I know, it's a crazy game. We need to get into it, but I also understand that getting into it's annoying. But when you fish, you have to wait till they, like, because they like nibble on it, and then they really grab it, and it's like,
Mono, they swim away from it.
Are you putting it in front of their face?
I try. I try to put it right in front of their face, and they, like, fucking swim away and then disappear.
I think it's really funny. I'm sorry.
I'm literally running around my own island called Juicy Puss, shaking trees and eating fucking peaches.
I will help you. I'm going to help you. I swear. It's more fun once you get little things like that figured out.
Okay.
I know, all girl. Right. Well, that's a mystery. Bad Drag Race. So women are great. I love that they are just like, we take a moment to be like, we are inspired by women and women inspire us, because it's true. And drag could not exist without the contributions of women. So I'm glad that we're being more inclusive.
Trans and otherwise.
Agree. Everyone on the gender spectrum.
Yes, yes, yes.
Heidi Aphrodite.
Yes.
Cute. Is that your favorite of her nicknames, Heidi Aphrodite?
I like Heidi in Closet. It has grown on me so much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's your name. That's the name you chose. It's not easy to say. It takes a minute for you to learn. But also, not everyone's name is easy for you to say at first.
No.
It took me a minute to say Agapian.
Thank you. I truly
couldn't figure it out. But then I just kept listening to you say it. And I was like, this is my friend. And it's important for me to know how to pronounce his last name.
Thank you. That's very nice. And I'm not offended if you don't. but thank you. That's very nice. I mean, I am not bothered by Heidi in Closet. And I used to call you Nichole, which is crazy.
Which is correct. My government name is Nichole.
Nichole Beer. Eldebarge is in the house. Rue just says, hi, Eldebarge. She's over it.
It's really funny how much Rue loves that mullet. And also it's like, other queens applying for season 13, y'all better show up with mullets. This is what Mama Ru likes.
You better, or you better find some obscure 80s reference, model yourself after it, become that.
Next season, we just have a queen named Debbie Harry, and that's all she does.
You know, that was pretty good, but you could have been Debbie Harry for the Snatch Game. A lot more hanging out. Jada's babysitting the queens.
Yes. Honestly, this episode was like a lot of, no offense, filler. This was like a filler episode.
It was.
Like, there wasn't anything exciting. There wasn't a mini challenge. Yes, their babies, their drag babies, their drag daughters had to do choreography, or not really choreography. They just did a lip sync where they kind of just rolled around. And I was like, I miss the, like, a choreo, like, I wish they had a choreography part.
Yeah, I agree. I think they were trying not to freak out the fans, but I agree that it feels like we had time to do something more. I think one thing they did successfully was I was so confused by the editing, I didn't know who would be in the top or bottom. But that's not necessarily what makes an episode great.
No, but yeah, based on like the editing in general, just like leading up to the runway, I had no idea who was like a front runner in this. And then once the runway started, I was like, I see it.
Yeah, it was incredibly immediate and like, okay, great. They did fine. But that actually makes me want to talk about something. Disco is bad luck in drag makeovers.
Is it?
It's been bad luck a lot of times. It was bad luck for Cameron Michaels. She did a disco makeover. Didn't work. Bad luck in season 7. We had Jada Fierce and her sister Tempest DuJour. Didn't work well. I mean,
wait, was that when they were attached? Oh, Jaden was in the front.
Yeah.
She was like a baby Bjorn for Tempest DuJour.
Yes. Yeah, and there's other examples where Disco just doesn't do it. Oh, season 11, Disco, Soju, and Silky.
Oh, yes.
Disco is bad luck in Drag Race. Don't do it.
But I will say that, well, I guess it wasn't Disco. Naomi Smalls did a Cher-inspired 70s makeover look, Sunny and Cher. Oh, not inspired, it was like Sunny and Cher.
Yeah, truly.
But that's not like Disco, but like that is like 70s era Cher. Whatever, I agree with you.
But I am here for any exception to the rule. Because also usually black and white is like kind of bad luck in makeovers. Like,
yes, because they're like, this is basic. You just did black and white.
It fucked up Alaska and Manila in All Stars. Black and white is something about it is just like, oh, it's too easy.
Yeah, because it's like they're inherent opposites. I also really loved in the workroom watching Crystal Method paint her little drag daughter yellow. And everyone's like, what is going on? What is happening?
What a joy. I like that they were talking shit to each other.
I love that we had an Alyssa Edwards, Anastasia Beverly Hills palette that Heidi was painting with. I love that little product placement.
Also, missed it.
Did Heidi's hair change?
Do you mean her drag hair?
No, her boy hair. It seems higher.
Yeah, maybe she was preparing to pump it up. Maybe she had a wig and she needed to create a pump up or something.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It just seems like you got more hair, girl.
Higgy. Yeah, I like that they're talking shit. I love that Jada roasts Jackie for her improv. I loved it.
I think Jada low-key is so funny.
Oh, she's hilarious. And she kind of has that quality of like, she's the shit and she doesn't. She doesn't care.
She reminds me of Beyonce. Like, Beyonce is just doing the best, greatest things. And it's like, it's up to you to take notice. Because I'm not going to scream at you. And I feel like Jada's like, yeah, I'm not going to scream at you. But I'm serving it hot. I'm serving it fresh. And it smells like tilapia.
I am the boom boom gun. I love
Gigi Gunn, or Gigi Gunn, Gia Gunn. My Gigi. God.
That would be a fun pairing. I want to see them together.
It would be wild.
What about this drag challenge where they're like, you have to make over another Drag Race contestant who is known for being way too much? So it's like Gia Gunn, Alyssa Edwards, Laganja, who else? I'm just saying House of Edwards.
Yeah, I mean, House of Edwards, they are. Shanji's a lot. I love Shanji. Mm-hmm. I honestly would love to see Laganja on another, like on All Stars or something. Just
dying
because
to see her.
I've been watching her digital drag performances, and they're so creative and they're so fun, and she's so talented. And I did get to meet her. Thank you. And
thank you.
She was like more mellow than I thought she would be. And then I fully was like, oh yeah, Nicole, you're only seeing edits that an editor chose. You don't know these fucking people.
Right.
But yeah, I'd love to see her.
Me too. Well, we're going to talk even more about how there's even more workroom banter, chitter chatter, and choreo. But first, we gotta take a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back the break. Still my favorite all-time way that RuPaul has said, bring back my girls. It's yes. So funny.
It's so good.
Because she's got this beautiful, she looks, I say it like almost every episode. I love
no,
it.
No, I'm with you. It's burnt into my brain holes really good. So they're teaching the girls choreo. Heel drama with Jada's daughter, but like we know it's gonna be fine.
Yeah,
she's
it's gonna
Jada.
Work out. It's gonna be absolutely wonderful.
D Did you know Jada did Silky's makeup at the season 11 finale?
No, I had no idea.
I just found that out. The internet was rumbling and they were like, oh my God, look at this footage of Jada backstage beating Silky's mug at season 11 finale. I was like, that's lovely. That makes sense. I missed the Sharpie, but that she looked good.
I'm now looking up the look because I was like, I don't think I've ever seen her without her Sharpie.
Right. Who knows? Who knows? So they're making over. They're chit-chatting as they make over. Jackie talks about how her dad somehow is not supportive. No, her mom's not. Her dad's supportive. Her mom's not. Cute. Heidi knows she needs to step up her makeup because they're, you know, they've been giving her a lot of shit about her makeup. And Heidi is very funny.
Heidi truly just makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Silky looks stunning at the finale.
There you go. And there you go. And I thank you. And I guess we're pretty much ready for the runway now.
So RuPaul steps out in the most magnificent Zaldi creation I have seen in a long time. This thing is fucking stoned to death. My God. It is fucking stunning. It's beautiful. Her makeup looks incredible. Her wig is incredible. I love the drop earrings that match the gold shoes. This look is everything. I love it.
It's amazing. I mean, it's just stones and chains and Aurora Borealis and my God. Yeah, I agree. It looks heavy. You know it's heavy.
Oh, yes. It looks very heavy.
You'd think it's too much and it's absolutely not.
No.
Everything goes perfect together.
And I can't think of a thing I would change.
No. No, you're right. The drop earring with no necklace is sickening. I mean,
yeah, it's just so beautiful.
God, she's like, if a sugar cookie could cost $8 million. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
The sprinkles. And she's had like, she's been wearing a lot of these kind of fun circular pop-up wigs, which I don't mind. I think it's gorgeous.
I love it. I truly... It makes me so happy. I think Michelle looks stunning. I think her makeup looks so fucking good. Ross is just so adorable promoting his book. And then the
so
Riddler.
Funny.
What's her name? Daisy Riddler? Daisy Ridley. My God.
Daisy the Riddler.
All right. From now on, she's the Riddler.
Daisy
the Riddler.
The Riddler
also looks pretty stunning.
Okay. She is. She's cute.
First down the runway, my God, we have Heidi Aphrodite and Honey Almighty.
Immediately, I was like, uh-oh, bottom. They're in the bottom.
Yeah, I was so devastated.
They just don't look alike.
They don't look alike. It looks like Heidi is going out to the disco with her husband and the babysitter came over to watch the kids.
100%. Yes, it looks like Honey is stunning, but she looks like a mom was watching Saturday Night Fever and she said, I'm going to step inside the TV tonight. And she successfully stepped into the TV and she's somehow in the 70s with this woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
They talk about, so she's got bigger legs and she was like a little self-conscious about it. So they decided to showcase her legs. And that being said, I was like, okay, so why is the legs the only thing we showcase? Why weren't her titties out? Why?
Right.
I would have preferred Heidi to have used the same fabric that she used for the jumpsuit to make like a short skater dress, maybe with like tits out and then like a big sleeve to match her big sleeve.
She could have paired it so much better. She even could have ripped off her, if they swapped sleeves, even that would have been one way to bring it together more quickly.
Yeah, and I will say her Honey Aphrodite's makeup looks really great. Or not Honey, what's her name?
Honey Almighty.
Honey Almighty. Her makeup looks really, really great. I do agree with the critique that it looks better than Heidi's actual makeup.
Yeah, it does.
But like, Heidi's look is so stunning. And then you look at her sister and you're like, why was she left behind?
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, and the outfit was there from the jump, as we saw. So I was like, huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck was going on with that. I do think she should have given the sleeves to her little drag daughter sister.
Yeah. Something. The pattern she's wearing is not disco.
No, it's truly two separate people. It's like Diana Ross and then a lady at Costco.
Truly.
There's such a disconnect.
Truly. I mean, it's John Travolta and the guy who bought a broom at Home Depot. It's just like two different things completely. It's so strange. Yeah, I don't know.
It's really bizarre. It doesn't make any sense. But no. You know what? I do like that she showed off her legs and she was self-conscious about that. And now maybe she'll go out in the world showing off her legs because there's nothing wrong with them.
She has beautiful legs.
There's nothing
legs.
Wrong with anybody's anything.
No, she has a beautiful body.
It bums me up that we put these standards on ourselves that like everyone's different. You can't look like somebody else. You got what you got. Mm-hmm. That's
and
it.
People just needed an important piece of literature, like very fat. Very brave.
Yes.
Coming out June 2nd.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a picture book, and people keep asking me. It's like a picture coffee table book. There is like a little bit of writing in it, like a couple essays. And people keep being like, are you going to do an audio book? And I was like, I don't think so because it's a picture book. And then someone was like, well, what about the vision impaired?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, so how would I narrate pictures? I am now wearing a green bikini and here's the caption. Like, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Maybe I'm being ableist by saying that.
No, I mean, look, I think I love inclusion, but I think it's okay however you choose to express yourself, because you put a lot of love and work into that book. And I don't think... I think it's very fair of you to consider it, but it's also okay for you to decide how you want to express your art.
Thank you, Mono.
Yeah, girl.
Thank you.
Well, next we have Miss Jackie Cox and Little Snacky Cox.
Oh, boy. What a boring two looks to slide down this runway.
Yeah. I mean, once again, I saw this and I was like, oh, you know, they look perfectly fine, but that fine is not going to be enough right now.
Yeah. And then again, I don't see there's no family resemblance.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, again, a woman going to the disco and then a girl going to a roller skating rink. Like they're both going out, but they don't have the same destination.
Yeah. It feels like, yeah, one girl's going out and one girl is calling an Uber for the drunk girl who just threw up on herself. Like, one of them is clearly a friend of the friend, and one is, like, the girl who's actually having fun.
Yeah. And then I need queens to understand that inverting colors does not make a family resemblance.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing a red jumpsuit with a black sash, doing a black jumpsuit that's shorts with a red sash, that doesn't make it the same of the same family. Do you know what
no,
I mean? Like,
no. Yeah, no.
Like, even in, like a runway collection for, like a line, I'd be like, all right, but, like, why? Why did you do this twice, essentially?
Right. This would never... I think that's a good way to think about it, too. Like, this would never be a run... Look, like, be part of a collection. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Lauren everywhere. Like, Ralph Lauren wouldn't be like, this is the collection. They would be like, those are just black and red, honey.
Yes.
No. It looks completely cute. I have to say, they both look...
Sure.
They both look very pretty. But when you see everyone else's, it's like, well, of course, this is the bottom.
Like, when you see Jada Essence Hall and Jazz Essence Hall.
Wow.
This is stunning. So, like... Yes, they're both in red. Yes, there is a middle cutout. One is going sideways. One is going straight up and down. One is a short dress. One is a long dress. They both have a feather boa, blonde hair, black hair. There's enough differences, but enough similarities that you're just like, this is fucking juicy. This is stunning to me.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then her makeup.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. The makeup, I think, is what won it for her. Because, I mean, look, it's going to be no secret. I really thought Crystal should have won.
Yes.
I was very upset.
I think it should have been a double win.
Why not?
I truly think it could have been a double win. Because, I mean, if we're going to do a double save, why not a double win?
Yeah. And, I mean, look, she looked amazing. I think her makeup was most winning. I mean, she looked like stunning. Fucking... Trinity the Tuck Taylor.
Yes.
Dare I say more beautiful than Trinity the Tuck Taylor.
But also, they looked alike.
Yes.
They looked like, I was like, yeah, I buy it. They have the same fucking face.
I will say, I mean, traditionally in the show, though, they really favor the pageant makeover. Like, you know, don't you feel that they...
Yes.
They really favor when you turn a bitch into a stunning... evening gown wearing mm-hmm. woman, as opposed to like a more drag expressive look.
Sure, but I do think pageant drag is valid drag. So,
yeah, Crystal Method and Opal Method.
Oh my god, I love this immediate reference to Bert and Ernie that you get, but also it is Bert and Ernie meet fashion.
This is unbelievable.
It's so good. It's so fun. Crystal painted her to look just like her. We've got the smile painted on. We've got all of the accessories. And then instead of doing primary colors, there's like a little bit of pastels in there. It's stunning. It's so fun. It's trippy to look at. I loved it.
It is. I will remain mad that she did not win this challenge because, I mean, and also the critiques were just like, you did it your way. Drag begins when mm-hmm. you do your thing. You've blazed a path. She did the best, but mm-hmm. we're going to give it to Jada. I love Jada and I'm glad she won, certainly over anyone else. But like, I just feel like, what the fuck? Why? Mm-hmm. Do you think they were like, we want... The drag makeover that makes the fan feel the most beautiful to win?
I think it might come down to aesthetics. Like
yeah.
maybe they enjoyed Jada's just aesthetic a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I like them both so much equally for different reasons.
Yeah.
I do think... Yeah, I would have given it to two of them, like, because Crystal did it the way Crystal does it and was also stunning and beautiful and like surprising. And Jada's wasn't surprising, but it was just like it was a joy to look at and so well done and polished and stunning.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I wonder. Yeah, like I get it. I certainly get it, but I just feel like, you know, like they said, they were like, wow, Crystal, you gave us a 12 out of 10 on something we never could have possibly mm-hmm. anticipated. And I was just like, come on, guys. Well, next, there's a beautiful, beautiful woman named Tiramisu.
Tiramisu and then a bag of trash that she's carrying, which is like kind of weird.
Yeah, I see it from my screen, it looks like she's dragging a coffin filled with shit, like mm-hmm. just kind of behind her.
And I will say this about the bag of trash, the sherry pie, whatever. I don't like that she picked her name before she got to pick it.
Yes, I agree. I clocked that. I was like, oh, she came with this. And she's like, this is your name. Yeah, get into it.
I didn't love that. I was like, oh, well, that. I mean, it's good to be prepared, and obviously this piece of shit came super prepared.
Right.
But I will say it took away a little bit of, like, the fun of, like, picking out your name or whatever. And maybe she made it, but I don't think she did because it looks too much like it was professionally made. And it seems like all of her costumes are professionally – like, her costumes are stunning. Like,
yes.
Props to whoever made these ensembles. They're beautiful.
We've given them a shout before. I believe mm-hmm. all, if not every single one, was made by Florence Delis Designs.
Yes, beautiful.
Beautiful.
I thought her tiramisu did a really great job of, like, owning the runway. And her makeup is not a style. Like, even before we knew that Sherry was parading around as a casting director, asking people to send videos of themselves, you know, in compromising positions for her own edification. Before that, I didn't like her makeup. I don't like her makeup. I think her makeup is weird and scary.
Yeah, when I look at this piss pig, I don't see anything really fresh and new. And like, unlike a Bianca Del Rio, who does a very clowny, theatrical, old school drag thing, her sense of humor is refreshing and edge cutting, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't feel any edge, honey.
Nah. And then we have Gigi Good and BB Bad. I like this. I give a lot of shit to Gigi Good, or not shit. I think, not even to be a contrarian, but like, I have opinions, and I was like, it's nice to hear the flip side of things sometimes. So that's the stance I take on Gigi. But I do like this. Again, I think it would have been more powerful not black and white.
Yes, I think it's a bit safe for me. So I love Gigi, and I think she will be in the top two of this season, and I am happy for that. And if she wins, I will bow down, because I think she's sickening.
So I like this whole runway presentation. I thought it was really funny, really silly. I think Gigi does have like a pretty good sense of humor. Yeah, I just think if it wasn't black and white, it would have been more powerful, better, and wonderful.
I think that the wigs are very predictable. She's already worn both of these wigs on the runway. So I was like, it's a pretty flimsy little wig to keep rocking multiple times, Aiden Zane. And I was expecting a reveal, because this looks stunning, but it could have been very easy to rip off and give us a reveal that's even mix-matched black and white. Why not keep flipping the black and white so it's more of a gag, as opposed to a pretty easy-to-produce frock? It's very easy. It's just a beautiful piece of fabric.
I think it was simple. It was simple, but I will say, I actually genuinely really liked this look. I thought it was really great. Okay. I really liked it.
And I think I've liked past Gigi looks more. Even last week's. I've liked past looks more than this one.
Sure, yeah. But I think I just liked because it was like simple, chic, and elegant. But I fully understand where you're coming from with that.
Totally. Totally. Agreed. So critiques.
Yes.
I like how Rue grills Heidi in a very loving but direct way, and I liked it. I like, she's like, why not? Where the fuck's the disco? Like, in a really playful way.
I think it's because like Rue loves Heidi and wants Heidi to think. Like, this was there was no thought. This was, I don't want to say thoughtless, but I do think she just really made some mistakes.
Right. Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, she is just being like, come on, you can do better. I want you here so bad. Clearly, you've lip synced 3 times and I kept your ass, because you're also an amazing lip syncer. So it's not like she hasn't earned it. I think all the critiques are fun. Did you see Michelle's tiny glasses and how funny they were?
Yes, I really liked them.
It made me laugh when she held them up.
Michelle's so funny. I like Michelle so much.
Yes, she's a treat, and she's stunning.
Truly.
They have truly. Well, then our super fans do a little bit of a lip sync moment. I think Opal Method did the best.
I agree, but also there was no real choreography. It was a lot of intercuts, and I wasn't really impressed by anybody.
Right. I mean, well, it's proof that lip syncing is fucking hard.
Like, lip syncing is so hard.
To entertain someone in a lip sync for 3.5-4 minutes, it's actually a very hard skill that you need to learn, or you're born with the ability to entertain. And like, it's hard. And I'm a baby drag queen in that way too, because I've like, It's I've done lip syncs and they've been fine. They've been all the way from terrible to great. And sometimes it's hard. This is hard.
Yeah. All right. That being all things considered, I guess they did a good job. But I would have really preferred like not a like a full blown rusical, but like a choreographed lip sync. I think it would have been fun.
Yeah.
But they, yeah, I think it could have been good. They did a good job. A lot of strong knees in this group, cute. And we did get a death drop, and we did get a split. So I take it back. Yeah. They did a great job. I'm being a bitch.
No, it's okay. We must tell the tea and nothing but the tea. So Gigi's safe, Crystal's safe, and Dollop of Bile is safe. Mm-hmm. Thank God. I mean... thank God she's safe and not more, because for a second there, I was like, no, please don't win.
Yeah, for a half a second, I thought she might have won. And I was like, oh, but I thought it was so predictable and not fun. Like, they were well-made costumes, but I was like, yeah, this is your brand. Okay, whatever.
But sometimes in the makeover challenge, they fucking love when you twin. Like, with just pure twinning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, she could win.
But it's more fun when it's not like a direct twin thing. So we have Heidi and Jackie, obviously. They're both in the bottom. Or not obviously, but like everyone else was just like above and beyond. So they were in the bottom.
Yes.
And Jackie got a really nice edit in this lip sync. And she was called Gilda Radner by Michelle
Visage. That's a big compliment.
And I said, wow.
Yeah. Because I actually, me and Betsy were talking about it because we live together. Who do you think genuinely won? Do you think it was the double Shantae it deserved to be? Or did you think someone truly won?
I honestly think Heidi won.
Uh-huh.
I think Heidi gave funny. Heidi gave theatrics. Heidi gave glamour. This was a lip sync that I only really wanted to watch Heidi. And we had intercuts of Jackie, obviously, because that's the show. But I thought Heidi did an outstanding job. I really liked it. And then I didn't love
this is gonna
Jackie.
Gag you.
And when Jackie was like hugging Heidi, I was like, drag is not a content sport. Get off my girl. You thought Jackie did a better job.
I have to. Yeah, I thought Jackie did a better job. But that was the first time I saw it. I was like, whoa, Jackie won. But then I watched it again and I saw how awesome Heidi, like I knew Heidi did awesome, but I noticed more things that Heidi did awesome. So I guess all everything considered, I was super happy it was a double Shantae because this is a great group of six minus one. Like this is,
I agree. This is a great top five.
Yeah. This is a wonderful and beautiful top five. Lot to offer, lot of energy. They all want it. They're all fucking hungry. No one is sleeping on a couch after they make a lazy soccer outfit. They want it. And now here's some tea. Not tea, but I want to talk to you. Do you think Jada won because she earned it or because they wanted someone to have three wins just like Gigi going into the end of this?
You really think there's a conspiracy against Crystal Method? I honestly think Jada won. Jada won this. Jada did an outstanding job.
I love, like, look, you know I'm a huge fan. I fucking love Jada. But I couldn't help but think, was it some silliness and production silliness? But I mean, look, she's stunning. She clearly, I will say, Jazz, like, looked the most stunning, and the fact that she was able to sculpt this woman's face to not only look drag, she looked drag, but she didn't look cartoony either. She was still soft and warm.
Glamorous.
Yeah. I just want to know, I don't know. Sometimes I think in the makeover challenge, you see some silliness from the production side of things, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gag. Love. Work. I mean, look, they're an amazing top five, and it'll be exciting to see what happens next. God, this is exciting. Did you see, and I only watched Untucked once, but once again, I really didn't see much to dig into there.
Honestly, Untucked was very boring. I didn't watch most. I, like, started it and then didn't finish it.
Yeah, no, the Riddler was cute. The Riddler came by.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she did?
Yeah,
I think Riddler turned it off before then.
Well, Riddler came by and just did the thing every celebrity does, where they come by, like Rachel said, and they're just like, you know, your dreams are your hopes, and hoping hoping your dreams come true is what true makes them come. And it's just like, wow, wow. And then, you know, just Heidi is incredibly sweet. So is Jackie was sweet too, right? They're just talking about like, we want this, let's fucking fight for this. So, and then they get a cute little moment of they joined the elite group of double Shantays, which is adorable. And yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. It was overall a good episode.
I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. It was nice to just have like a happy, good episode. And I think it was a really smart time to have a double Shantae because we just, we want to see more of all of them. And I'm glad it was one that felt really earned. Really, really earned. I remember that this is neither here nor there, but the first double save was like Carmen Carrera and Jada Sophia.
Was it?
Yeah. In season 3, it was a weird one. It was a really, really weird one where it was like, love them both, but like it just didn't really feel like a lip sync. They both slayed. It just felt like, oh, we want to keep them here, so whatever, why not? Yeah. But you know, this one was a great one. Really gagged the children. How fun. Who do you think is going home next week? And does it matter?
I think I honestly think maybe Jackie will go home. I don't know. I just can't fathom Heidi going home. Or
Gigi
or going Jada. Home. And then I don't think Sherry's gonna go home, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you're right. So it'll be interesting to see what decisions come. And, like, when will we get our finale? Like, I don't
know.
Probably not immediately. And, like, will they do a digital reunion where they just kind of talk to all of them? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I'm excited. I'm really excited. And I'm really thankful to have this damn season during these strange times. What a joy.
Me too.
What a joy. Nicole, where can people find you and what do you want to promote?
Right on social media at Nicole Byer. I've been pole dancing and roller skating and it's been hard. also, I have a book coming out. I said it earlier. It comes out June 2nd. You can pre-order it with any link in the bio of my Instagram or my Twitter at Nicole Byer. I have other podcasts. Why Won't You Date Me? Best Friends with Sashir Zameda, Newcomers with Lauren Lapkus, we're watching Star Wars for the first time, and 90 Day Bay with Marcy Jarrow, where we're watching 90 Day Fiancé, and honestly, it is wild.
Wait, what season is it right now? Because I want to watch.
I don't even know, but they're doing quarantined episodes where past favorites are self-recording themselves, and it is nuts. One person, Carney, who we know from dating this man in Spain who didn't really like her and she was so annoying, is being held captive by a weird German man named, well, we call him Augustus Glupp, but he also is the owner of like a period cup company. It's literally insane. Like, you can't make up these specifics. They're
is this
nuts.
On Hulu? Is it on Hulu?
Some is on Hulu. Some is on the TLC app. They truly break up the episodes in like an insane way because TLC is like, what's television? but it's great. Mano, what do you want to promote?
Oh, I have things to promote. So I want to promote my other podcast on Patreon called We Love Trash. And I have a brand new podcast I want to tell you about, Nicole. That is, the first episode is free and it's dropping tomorrow. It's on Stitcher Premium. Me and Betsy have decided that we're going to do a recap podcast about the new Netflix show, Too Hot to Handle.
Oh boy, what a fucking treat. Have you watched all of it?
No, we have 2 more episodes left. And
Mano, it is wild. And
I
it
know.
It just gets better and better. It is literally so good.
Well, I will know soon how it ends. But until now, you can check out the free episode. The first episode is free. It's going to be on Stitcher Premium. And we're calling our podcast too horny to recap. Please, please check that out.
We're gonna be love it.
Oh, it's gonna be dropping every Tuesday and Friday. We're gonna try to get it out to y'all really quick because you know, since Too Hot to Handle is bingy, we think the podcast should be too. And
I love it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And follow me online at my name at Mono Agapian. Yeah, please rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts.
Yes, please tell us that we're perfect and good.
Tell us we're pretty, mommy.
Mommy, tell us we're pretty.
Please, mommy, tell us we're pretty, pretty, pretty princesses. We do appreciate them. Isn't that right, princess?
Yes.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for listening. Till next week.
Bye bye. Stella about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.